Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today our guest is Jason Hodges, the new general manager of the Anchorage Concert Association. He's here to talk about LA Theater Works coming up this Sunday and other coming events. The Concert Association is no longer just confined to concerts and hasn't been for quite a while. They do a lot of theater.
We do a little of everything.
I've noticed.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me on today.
Yeah, welcome to Stage Talk, definitely. And now you've been heading the Concert Association now for about a year and a half?
Almost a year. I came
almost
down
a year,
from
okay.
Fairbanks in a driving snowstorm on April 5th, so it's been almost
April
a year.
April 5th, okay. And you're from Fairbanks.
I am.
And I know you as a playwright from the Valdez Conference.
Yeah.
You're a director, an actor, and a playwright, and now you're an administrator in theater. And what is that like? You went back to school and got some master's in business or something? How did that transition take place?
You know, I in college, I was a double major, English and theater for a while, and I figured if I really want to make some money, I should just go with the English major. So I became a theater minor. And so I've always had a place in my heart for theater. And so in Fairbanks, I did a lot of community theater. And I always used to say that at that time I was working as a fundraiser for the Catholic Schools of Fairbanks, that my job allowed me to have the life I wanted to have. So, dash home, eat dinner, and then run off to rehearsal or something for a play I was doing.
Which is what you want. You want everything to, kind of accommodate each other, and that's kind of a fortunate thing. So,
and there's a great theater scene in Fairbanks, too.
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. Yeah, very
all
lively.
All over Alaska. I keep saying it's like London in the
1600s.
1600s.
Yeah.
So isolated, so we have to make our own.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about your upcoming program, the Theater Works.
The LA Theater Works, yeah.
And they're doing something about radio?
Yeah, well, what they're doing is it's sort of a nod back to the past to this wonderful, theater of the mind, radio. And so LA Theater Works has put together an evening of radio theater type programs with War of the Worlds and then the Lost World. And so War of the Worlds piece is actually the piece that Orson Welles did that freaked everybody out.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember it.
And
oh,
really? So they're going to be there on stage, and they're going to be doing the whole thing as it's a radio mm-hmm. show. And they've brought some actors, not some of the well-known Leonard Nimoys of the world, but they've got some actors who've appeared in Star Trek and some of the science fiction programs that will also be here for that program, which will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
It's so interesting. So it'll be like being in the studio, like when they show in old movies where they'll have a big pair of boots like on broomsticks and there's a door that slams and it's creaky and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And with the magic of the theater accompanying all that stuff, it could be quite compelling because that War of the Worlds is such a fantastic phenomenon.
Yeah.
I was, my mother was throwing a Halloween party for us kids that night, and some of the parents came over and took their kids home.
Safety.
We didn't know what they were talking about. My mother said, oh, forget it.
Were you, your mom knew that it was just spoof, right?
Yeah, she was pretty sure.
Yeah, but did you buy it? I mean, did you listen to it?
No, because we were having this party.
Oh, okay.
That the parents of these other kids had been listening to it, and they took them home. So then we turned it on, but by that time, I'm pretty sure it was just a play.
Yeah, but it's so convincing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about, there's some apocryphalness, I guess, to the whole thing. I mean, that some of the stories have kind of got blown over.
Well,
blown
about the farmer that shot his family in the barn,
Cause, right. I don't know that any of that actually happened.
Okay. Well, what else I heard? That, during the 1929 Black Friday stock market crash, nobody jumped out of windows. The guys, they were loaded, what I mean? Like, it's just like today, who's like blowing their brains out over this whole big thing,
Right.
They took the money and they ran. There was no suicides. Yeah. So that's
thank
just,
God for that.
Yeah. I think they just told that to keep the people on the bottom happy. That's what you get.
Well,
yeah.
I'm getting back to your business here. Sorry.
No problem.
But maybe that was a plug for your play.
Yeah.
I'm I'm not looking forward to seeing it. I'm going to be out of town, but I have had been all year. And after that, though, you're going to have Annie.
That's right, Annie. You know, what a warhorse of a musical that is. And this is the first time a Broadway production, a traveling national tour, has come through with Annie. And it's turned out to be quite timely. I mean, while we're not in the midst of a depression right now, you know, some of the themes, I think, will be pretty timely for the times that we're going through. And, you know, having hope for tomorrow and, you know, the hard knock life.
And Daddy Warbucks. And
we're all looking for a Daddy Warbucks, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
To some degree. But we're doing really well with that. Ticket sales are going great guns. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great family program.
Sure. And, Annie, I mean, it's the classic. I mean, you know, every little girl is rehearsing that song for her audition piece, right?
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
And so, you know, the theater stuff is just a lot of, you know, that variety that we try to bring to the community.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Jason Hodges of the Anchorage Concert Association, talking about some upcoming productions that they're putting on.
Yeah, Jason, I want to ask you, so you're not the artistic director, but you have artistic inclinations. And is there like a conflict there? I mean, do you have to like hold your tongue when you're out? You'll say you're just kind of loitering in the theater while one of your things is being produced in production. And then you totally disagree with something. And, you know, do you kind of stick your finger in that pie, or are you very careful to just stand clear of it?
Yeah, you know, what I love about what I get to do is... you know, as a director and an actor and a playwright, you know, it's for me, it's always about the audience experience. And, you know, I've gradually moved, you know, out of the limelight, you know, further and further back. And, you know, as a director, I used to just love to sit and just watch the audience, you know, just respond and react and laugh and enjoy themselves. And so the great thing about being a presenter is I get to bring all these great things into the community, and I just get to watch the audiences enjoy them. And there's less pressure because it's not my piece on
right,
stage.
Right, exactly.
It's somebody else's piece on stage.
And so if it goes good, you take credit. And if it doesn't go so hot, well.
Yeah, it's like they're terrible, aren't they?
It's the other guy's fault, yeah.
The nice thing about what we do is so seldom do we get anything that's not good. You know, there's certainly things that I think are better than others. And as I've watched more and more, you know, musicians and artists on stage, you know, I'm developing a bit of an eye for, you know, that guy's really good. And, well, he was good. But it's always entertaining, and the average audience member just knows that they're enjoying themselves, you know, at a great, you know, public performance.
Oh, there's been so much stuff over the years. I mean, it's incredible things, like phenomenal things that have happened. Yeah, it's amazing. So what else you got coming up?
Well, we've got Ramsey Lewis, who's jazz pianist, who's just one of the greats.
Yeah, he's a giant.
Yeah, and he'll be here a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
And so we're pretty excited.
You had Roy Haynes last year.
Yeah, we had Roy Haynes. Giant. And we had Chris Bode a couple months ago back in November, and I don't know if you know him or not, phenomenal jazz trumpeter.
Oh, okay.
Just phenomenal. And talk about a guy who connects with audiences.
Didn't you have Arturo Sandoval?
Mm-hmm. He was back in May.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah. And then we've got, of course, Spamalot, the Tony Award-winning Spamalot ending off the whole season in April. And so that's going to be pretty exciting, too.
Very exciting.
You guys seen Spamalot?
I haven't seen it. No, not yet. Yeah, I just remember, you know, the Monty Python sketch by which
it's funny. It's great. Yeah. The music is clever. You know, it there's a reason it won a Tony Award. It's really
good. Yeah, got great reviews all across the boards. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know,
I did.
Oh, you did? You saw it in New York or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of shows out,
yeah,
you know.
She's seen so many, you know. I mean, how could you forget
that? You look like you've seen a lot of shows over your time.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you know, War of the World, she heard it when it was on its maiden voyage. It's amazing. You know, that's just so happened. I mean,
she looks great, though.
Well, we didn't talk about that. I mean, it just kind of came, like the other day when you talked about, you saw My Fair Lady. What was it? You saw something with Julie Andrews, The Boyfriend.
The Boyfriend with Julie Andrews.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She saw that. Yeah, that was just kind of happened. See, we got the living history here.
Yeah,
Jean Paul.
You should have a radio program.
She should.
Reminiscing. Maybe I'll try
like a Joe Franklin down memory lane thing. Yeah. So I mean, what part do you have in choosing the venue, or is it a committee, or how does that go about?
It's a combination of things. There is a committee of our board. We're a nonprofit group, and so we have a board. And so, you know, what I do is I go to conferences. I come back with stacks and sheafs of paper and CDs and DVDs. And, you know, I kind of look at historically what's done well and what haven't we had in a while and what would be good and, you know, what would be good for building new audience.
Right.
And so I, you know, start developing lists. And then, you know, you start working with the other statewide presenters to determine, you know, is this a tour that'll go to Fairbanks and Juneau and Ketchikan and Kodiak? And so, you know, I wouldn't say that I've got carte blanche, but, you know, I've got a lot of support from our board in terms of how we choose things. And I also talk a lot with the staff, and we do extensive audience surveys. So we put surveys out to audiences saying, what would you like to see? And the audiences, you know, give us feedback. And so, you know, we really try to get a lot of input on it, because I would hate to think that I'm, you know, I've got the artistic taste for the community.
No, and it seems like it's so risky, too.
It is risky.
And, you know, because I remember sometimes with previous administrations where they knew they were taking a chance, but they wanted to build some, you know, they figured, okay, right now it might be a little light, the house, but next time around, after word of mouth gets out. So there's a lot to do with, you know, people telling people, and then this way you kind of induct more people into the whole theater experience.
Yeah, it's ultimately about consistency. You've got to have consistently good programming.
Which you usually do.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime subscriber, mostly to the classical music thing, but that's just my idiosyncrasy.
Takes all kinds.
That's true. But I really do enjoy your plays. I've seen a lot of them. Some productions I didn't like.
But well, we're going to announce our season in 2 weeks at Annie, or 3 weeks at Annie, and so you'll be able to find out what next season's Broadway are going to be.
Oh, wow.
Well, on that note, we have to wind this up because we're running out of time. But thanks very much for coming, Jason Hodges of the Anchorage Concert Association.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. But before we begin, I have to tell you that next week you'll hear Stage Talk on KSKA in its new time, Fridays at 2:15 p.m. on FM 91.1. And for the calendar, the Alaska Native Heritage Center presents Raven's Radio Hour this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., and next weekend as well at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts, Sidney Lawrence Theater. For tickets and more info, call 263-ARTS.
Anchorage Community Theater continues with their presentation of The Rainmaker. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. The Rainmaker runs through March the 8th at the ACT Studio Theater at 1133 East 70th Avenue. For tickets or more information, go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And the UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents the Women of... on UAA's main stage. This show runs through March 1st. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. For tickets and or more info, call the UAA box office, 786-4849.
TBA Theater presents Romeo and Juliet this weekend only, February 27th through March the 1st. Friday at 7 p.m., that's tonight. Saturday, there's two shows, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, there's a 3 p.m. matinee at Alaska Pacific University's Grant Hall. For tickets and more information, call 677-7529. That's 677-7529.
Cyrano's Theater presents the Ballad of Sophie Smith for this weekend, ending this weekend also, with performances at 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday at 3 p.m. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
And finally, Anchorage Concert Association presents War of the Worlds and the Lost World, presented by the L.A. Theater Works Company at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts Atwood Theater. One show only this Sunday, March 1st at 4 p.m. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to www.anchorageconcerts.org. Well, that's it for this week's calendar. But as a reminder, once again, Stage Talk is at a new time. It's Fridays at 2:15 on FM 91.1. Well, we'll see you next week at the new time. For KSKA, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.